Welcome to the podcast series from Tripure, where we discuss everything related to the future of corporate travel, travel bots, AI, ML, analytics, and more.
Hello, and welcome back to our podcast series. We really appreciate you listening to our podcast, sharing your feedback, and sending in a ton of questions. So one of the very interesting questions that we got was on the travel GST, and we have today the veteran corporate travel expert to talk about that. Hi, Kalyan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kiran. Thank you so much for your time. Pleasure talking to you as always.
Same here. Do you want to quickly introduce yourself before we jump into the question for the day?
Well, yeah. I've been in the trade, Kiran, for almost 23 years now, having worked with companies like Carlson Wagonly, MX, and Cox & Kings. Been in business travel all throughout, and currently I look after operations, which is customer success for Tripure, and also the subject matter expert for Tripure in terms of product development. So that's my role currently in Tripure.
Awesome. The question for today is very specifically on GST, to be even more specific, corporate travel GST. Since the GST was introduced way back in 2017, there have been a ton of challenges in terms of multiple GSTs, tax rules, missing GST invoices, missing data, inconsistent data, and whatnot. It's close to, you know, a nightmare for the CFO organization and the travel admins as well. Could you give us a sense on what is the scale of the problem you've been seeing in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think ever since GST has been implemented, it's been a roller coaster ride. I remember those days when GST was implemented in India. There were a lot of uncertainties from the airline side, a lot of uncertainties from the TMCs as to how do they manage this. And of course, the clients were having its own challenges as well. So I would say the issues are pretty complex because the airlines have the luxury to give you the GST invoices within 30 days after the ticket is issued. But it is the corporate's responsibility to ensure they secure that invoice and then claim for the tax credit, providing all the supportings. And a few airlines are consistent in sending it on a regular basis. A few of them send it in bulk. So the reconciliation process makes it extremely tiring. And the fact that it is manual effort, which means that you need to spend a good amount of manpower for doing this entire process. That is time consuming and that is cumbersome. And because the entire thing is manual, it's prone to errors. So there is obviously a good amount of leakages which happen. So in the current scenario, I would say we would have at least 60 to 70% of the companies still struggling with this problem. And while the large companies seem to have some in-house solutions that they have built over a period of time. But if you look at it, the overall picture, the problem is still big and it's still existing.
Wow. 60% is huge under any circumstances, I think. Kalyan, so if we have to zero in on 3 to 4 reasons for such leakage, what would those be?
Well, if you look at it, you know, 12% is what the GST amount comes across to, and higher the value of the ticket, the GST amount is also high. So it is very important that you you secure all the supporting, which is the airline invoices, and ensure timely filing of these returns to claim those credit. So if you look at the various steps which is involved, the most cumbersome one is to accumulate all these invoices and keep a track as to when the transaction is done versus when the invoices come, and ensure that the loop is closed within 30 days. And then now that you have a monthly filing option for the GST returns, you need to ensure that for the last 30 days, you've compiled all the supportings and you have filed it. So as I've said, it is extremely cumbersome, extremely manual, and organizations where the transactions are huge, especially, some companies have very large domestic travel and very large international travel. Managing this will be a very, very big task. I would say that is where, the leakages happen. That is where your money is lost. And then in the initial days in 2017, when this was launched, a lot of corporates did not have actual, visibility to how is it done. So there's a lot of money on table, which was lost for these large corporates as well. So that's the magnitude of problem that we are talking about.
You're absolutely right. We don't live in the manual world anymore.
Oh yeah, higher the number of transactions in your organization, the bigger the manpower that you need to spend in doing this entire reconciliation. And I do remember that a lot of corporates approached quite a few TMCs to see if there is a solution that can be sorted out, wherein TMCs take the overall responsibility and give it in one bundle package so that corporates can just upload the data. But that's something that the TMCs did shy away in initial days, purely because there was lack of technology-driven solutions at that given point of time. I think that is where even the TMCs shied away from this. But yeah, in a bigger picture, what I understand today is a few large corporates have done something internally to ensure the accuracy is high and the monetary loss is very is reduced to bare minimal. But then that's all in-house. What the market needs is a technology-driven solution, an AI-based solution, which not only does this entire reconciliation very effectively, very efficiently, ensuring that there is no monetary loss, and at a reasonable competitive price so that the corporates don't feel a big pinch while getting engaged with these technology companies.
So what is the solution for this then? Would you recommend that the 60 to 70% of companies who are losing their hard-earned money do?
Yeah, so if you look at the product that recently Tripyer has launched, which is the Tripyer Automated GST Reconciliation Tool, and which is AI-based as well. So the way we do it is we plug into the systems of the corporate, wherein through our technology, we read all the airline invoices which come into a depository model. At the same time, the product has the capability to upload all the air transactions done for, let's say, for the last 30 days or so, or even beyond that. And then it reconciles both the air invoices that the system has read versus the data that has been provided. And it identifies, you know, what the gaps are. For example, let's say you've uploaded 1,000 transactions and you only received 9,000 invoices. It tells you that these are the 9,000 invoices for which you have all the valid supportings, and these are the gaps, which is 1,000 invoices. The product is also equipped to fetch these invoices through various APIs so that when we go back to the corporate and give them a consolidated statement, it is 100% accurate with 100% supportings. So it has the intelligence to do all these reconciliations in a very crisp manner, in a very fast and efficient manner as well. And we also used AI in this case, which also triggers a lot of alarming bells, especially when you know, you're crossing the date of, let's say, date of receipt of the invoices. You've purchased the ticket on 1st of January and 31st of January is fast approaching. It triggers an alarming bell saying that, you know, this airline has not given you the invoice. So if you have to do any conversations with the airlines to figure out what happened to this particular ticket, why is the GST invoice not come, you have that information well in advance rather than doing a postmortem stuff as well. So that is where the Tripyer GST product is uniquely different. One, it is very simple to use. The corporates can use it all by themselves without any manual effort or without any dependencies at the back end. Second, it eliminates a huge amount of manpower. I mean, this is something that only one person can just trigger those uploads and downloads, and the result is there, you know, within a span of 30, 40 minutes if the gaps are not very high. And it also reconciles your statements through the GST credits as well. So it's not only reconciling your airline invoices versus the data, but it also reconciles the GST credit that the government has given you versus the supportings that you have submitted. And where is the gap there? So the two-way reconciliation that the platform is capable of. And that is what makes it very exciting. And the fact that it is AI enabled makes it uniquely different.
Sounds very exciting. Very exciting. So Kalyan, you mentioned about these large organizations with, you know, armies of people doing this work manually, which sounds pretty complex. Now, the product that you mentioned, does it cater to these humongous volumes as well? For example, uploading thousands of records itself in certain systems can take a ton of time.
Well, as far as uploading are concerned, you know, I don't think that's a worry. I think from the test results that we've done, from the beta customers that we've done, we are able to successfully upload and reconcile data worth 2,000 to 3,000 transactions within a couple of minutes, or even less than that, right? So that's not a challenge at all for us. You know, I think what is the key is for the client to understand how the platform operates and how simple it is. In fact, in our presentations that we would be doing very soon to a lot of corporates, we are also mentioning the simple steps that is very easy to understand for the person who's actually doing it, right? And the beauty of this product is it reads the airline invoices on a real-time basis. So you don't have to wait to compile a data at the end of the day and then figure out how many invoices have come. So as and when the invoices keep hitting your inboxes, the product is capable of fetching that invoice, keeping it in a depository, plus ensuring the data is kept in a depository as well. And the minute you upload your transaction data, immediately it reconciles with a click of a button, and a gap analysis document is also ready to use. I think we focused a lot on making it very, very simple for the end user and make it very, very efficient and very transparent so that the finance people of the organization do not spend much time in it. Plus, they get great visibility. And in today's scenario, especially with COVID-19, I'm sure a lot of organizations are looking at cost-saving measures. While this, for me, is a big cost-saving measure because one is it stops your leakages from happening. All the amounts that you've been losing over a period, you can put an end to it with a simple use of technology. And that's the way we are projecting it. And I sincerely urge corporates to have a look at this product, medium-sized, large corporates, where the travel spend is decently enough so that you can stop these leakages and add value to your P&L, especially at these hard times.
Wow. So it sounds like this platform will be a blessing even during times such as now when travel is not happening so much.
Yeah, since the travel is not happening, and I guess this is the time for the CFOs and the finance heads to have a look at their P&L and see where the leakages are happening. And I'm sure every organization has its priority to ensure they run their organizations with a decent amount of cost, especially with the 45 days lockdown that we had. Especially if this is GST is a concern area for you and there are big leakages happening, it's time to evaluate the product, trying to evaluate what are the options that Tripure is giving and see how it adds value to your organization in the long run and take it forward. Yeah, I think it's the right time for you to reset that button.
Brilliant. Automation, real-time, powerful technologies, easy to use, compliance. Wow, sounds almost like a winner already.
Yeah, it took a bit of effort for us from the tech team to bring it together, but we're exceedingly excited to see the end result and also get good reviews from the beta customer that we've been using. Well, it's only time that will tell us how successful we are on the product, but very excited to launch this.
Awesome. All the very best, Kalyan, with the product, and thanks a ton for joining in. We will definitely make good use of all the experience that you have in the travel industry, and we'll keep talking to you. Thank you for joining in today.
Thank you so much, Kiran. Pleasure talking to you always.
Great. So for all the audience who are listening in, thank you for tuning in, and do send us your feedback and questions, anything related to corporate travel. We'll be here to answer all your questions. Thank you very much. Stay safe.
This podcast is brought to you by Tripure, a leader in AI and ML-based corporate travel solutions specially designed for business travelers, CFOs, HR teams, and travel admins. Check us out at www.tripure.com and don't forget to subscribe to our social channels.